710 ESPN Southern California Experience. Broadcasting from LA Live inside the CarMax Studios continues. Here's LaFern.
And welcome back to the show. In studio with us, we have racers who care. On the line, we have Dominic Cicero. He is an American Le Mans Series competitor. In studio, Nathan Schwartzbach, SCCA racer, Tim Nickel, Lisa Nelson, and also Judy Strom of Racers Who Care. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
When we took a break, we were talking about the top speeds that you got up to, Tim. How about you, Nathan? When you drive, what are some of the top speeds you get to, and how can you correlate that with your driving here in Los Angeles?
It's pretty much the same speed. Yeah. If there's no traffic on the 405, I'm going full speed.
Right.
No, I there's definitely a, you know, a line that you don't cross. And it's funny because the more you learn about driving, and I wish we could communicate this to more kids, is once you really learn the skill of driving, you learn that you want to go slower in a lot of instances. You know, if there's heavy traffic, you don't want to dart in between traffic because there's no escape from an accident and things like that. So, you know, when we're on the track, you know, we could get up to 180, 190 miles per hour around Daytona or something. And on the street, you know, every now and then if there's no traffic late at night, you know, you think about doing it and you go, man, there's no forgiveness here. On a racetrack, there is paramedics standing by. You have a 5-point harness on with a special helmet and suit, and you know, there's basically people waiting there in case you crash. Plus, everybody's a professional and everybody's heading the same direction. You know, and when you think about the city streets and how dangerous it is, it's amazing that more people, you know, don't have the opportunity to learn, you know, the proper skills of driving, because
exactly,
it would make the streets so much safer for everybody.
And Dominic, how can you relate that to the kids that you speak with?
Really in the same way, and I, you know, it's kind of sad. I do.